And now, the incredible adventures of Rush Gordon, Space Explorer, in Attack of the Thumb Mutants, Chapter 7, Babs Goes Hawaiian. As we tune in, Rush, Babs, and Fungus, the half-lizard, half-monkey, musically talented, leprosy-ridden, alien, muscular dystrophy poster child from the planet Crayon, are in their tiny but frail spaceship, discussing the recent betrayal of their hiding place by King Ted, Emperor of the Nova Kneecap. Let's listen as we hear Rush say,
Babs, I really can't believe King Ted would do this to us.
Oh, Rush, I know. It's awful, but we have to face facts.
What? Why, Fungus, why didn't you tell us?
What is it, Rush? What did he say?
He told me he's carrying King Ted's baby.
What?
Yes, apparently the baby isn't old enough to walk by himself yet.
Why doesn't King Ted carry his own baby, then?
Security reasons. In fact, here's the security blanket. Goo goo gaga, baby. Now I remember why King Ted is our enemy.
Rush, that's no baby. That's a porcupamus from the Nova Kneecap. They're living neutron bombs. He could blow us up at...
I got a friend and his name is Scott. Doo-doo-wop, 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 wop. He lives in a valley where the sun is hot. Doo-doo-wop, 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 wop. He goes out shoeless and his feet get welts. Doo-doo-wop, 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 wop. Parks his car and his dashboard melts. Doo-doo-wop, 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 wop. I got a friend in the blazing sun. He's got no money and he has no fun. I got a friend and his name is Rick. I rented his house and now he's a dick. He calls the cops when I park him along. And snoops through our stuff when we are gone. I got a friend with no esteem. He calls his mommy and he tells on me. I got a friend in a record store. I knew him back then, but not no more. His name is Larry with a gorgeous bod. He's a snob, a slob, and he thinks he's God. I got a friend who ain't no more. He's got an ego and it makes Scott sore. I got a friend and his name is Scott. He lives in the valley where the sun is hot. Late at night when his mom's asleep, he phones up Larry and calls him a creep. I know what I think I'll do. I'll have Scott call Ricky, too.
Out of your mouth. which is made.
The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out, in and out, out of your mouth.
Like a monkey, and you smell like one too.
The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out, in and out, out of your mouth.
Hey, look, mama, made you look. You know what?
What?
That's what. Here. Fast. Psych. You know, picture mom and dad. I said, picture mommy dead. Dead. Miss Gabor burned while a Michi laughed. The worms crawl in. The worms crawl out. In and out. Out of your mouth. The worms crawl in. The worms crawl out.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'm filthy rich.
filthy wretch. Want to invest wisely? Make no mistakes. Got to be so careful. Playing with high stakes. You can call me a tightwad if you really want to. But I'll take home all your moolah in a big lawsuit. Dollar happy. Dollar happy. Jesus Christ, nothing's free. Dollar happy. Now let's be frank. I'm dollar happy.
Come on, let's
and
be frank.
And you know I'm laughing all the way to the bank.
Yes, sir, or madam, will you read my book? It took me years to write. Will you take a look? It's based on a novel by a man named Greer. And I need a job, so I wanna be a paperback writer. A paperback writer. And his cleaning wife doesn't understand. His son is working for the Daily Mail. It's a steady job, but he wants to be a paperback writer. A paperback writer. It's 1,000 pages, give or take. I'll be writing more in a week or two. I can make it longer if you like the style. I can change it around. And I want to be a paperback writer. A paperback writer. It can make a million for you overnight. If you must return it, you can send it here. But I need a break. And I want to be a paperback writer. Oh, a paperback writer. Paperback writer.
It was Brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogroves and the mome's wrath outgrabe.
Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird and shun the frumious Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal blade in hand. Long time the maxim foe he sought, and so rested he by the tum-tum tree. And he stood a while in thought.
And as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock, with eyes aflame, came whooshing through the tulgey wood, and burbled as it came. 1-2, 1-2, and through the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with its head he went galumphing back. And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy. O Frangistay, Callooh-Callay! He chortled in his joy. 'Twas Brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogroves, and the mome raths outgrabe. Dan, 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 dan.
Tape recorder.
And now I'm walking over here to the other side of my room. This is back behind my bookshelf. I've got books and magazines back there. And the police were here 2 days ago, and they got to look around in here. Two Pasadena police detectives. It was very interesting. I'll have to tell you about that sometime. You wanted to see my rack of Charmin. Yeah, I have a rack here with lots of Charmin toilet tissue on it. And apparently someone drove by and saw the rack of Charmin toilet tissue, and this person happened to work at the store I work at and figured that I must have stolen it. Yes, isn't that nice? And so the police were sent out. This is how trusting I am. My manager feels that I am worthy to carry keys and run the store and get in the safe, know the combination, handle all the money. But hey, he's got a lot of Charmin in his garage. He must have stolen it. Send the Pasadena detectives out to investigate. Makes you feel real confident, real wanted, real trustworthy. But the police detectives were interested in two things, especially in the garage. And this is one of them. It's Swing Easy by Frank Sinatra. It's an album cover, no album in it. Swing Easy with Frank Sinatra Orchestra, conducted by Nelson Riddle. Got Jeepers Creepers on it. But just sitting up there, and he thought that was great. And then the Dennis the Menace album. But it's just the cover, too. They were interested in that. Should come out, because I'm going to be evicted soon. I'd like you to see that also before we could become homeless people. Stream of consciousness is sort of run dry, I guess. Anyway, buddy, you know, I really always wish you could just come out to California and liven things up a little bit out here, but the best thing probably is to save your life and stay where you are. It's maybe a boring life, but at least you're not breathing smog, and you're not. People out there seem to still speak English, from what I understand. That's nice to know. Talk to you soon. Colorado and Bonnie. As I promised you, I'm going to be playing the harmonica in a few minutes. I've decided not to. Let's try it again.